From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer has become the latest politician to ask voters for a second chance. 5 years after resigning amid a prostitution scandal, Spitzer is running for public office again, this time to be New York City Comptroller. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, some voters seem willing to listen.
If Eliot Spitzer was looking for a quiet re-entry into New York politics, it didn't quite work out that way.
This is,
Did you leave your black socks on?
As soon as Spitzer showed up for a public appearance at Union Square, he was surrounded by a crush of reporters, photographers, hecklers, cameramen, and just random people trying to get a glimpse of the former governor.
I've been in politics for a long time. I've seen everything. This is New York. You don't get into this fray if you don't know this is going to happen.
This kind of attention is nothing new for Spitzer, who resigned from the governor's office in disgrace 5 years ago after he was caught patronizing a high-priced prostitution ring. Since then, Spitzer has been in the public eye as a commentator and TV host. But this is the first time he's asking voters to trust him again.
Because they will look at the substantive record of what I did as attorney general, what I did as governor, what I did as a prosecutor. They will say, this guy understands the public interest from Wall Street to the environment to education, community gardens, over and over again. We have been there standing for the public. And I have asked forgiveness, and I will ask them to consider.
The man who was known as the Sheriff of Wall Street when he was attorney general is now running for the relatively unglamorous position of New York City Comptroller. Spitzer says he wants to use the job to ensure that taxpayer money is being spent effectively and to wield the power of the city's pension investments to influence corporate governance. Spitzer's latest pitch seems to be working, at least on some New York voters, like Jose Guzman of the Bronx and Michael Korn of Brooklyn.
From my point of view, he was doing a bang-up job in office. He got his just desserts. You know, he fell from grace. And like everything else in our society, we forgive people who fall from grace.
First blush, I like the guy. But let's see. And like I say, it's policy. What comes out of his mouth, I just want to know what his policy positions are. That's what matters to me.
But not all New York City voters are ready to just forgive and forget.
No, I don't trust him.
Talia Eisenberg of Manhattan says Spitzer's personal mistakes should disqualify him from holding elected office again.
I think as a public official, he should be held to a high standard. People are watching him. Kids are watching him. And how can you respect that? He lacks integrity.
Whatever voters think of him, Spitzer has name recognition, which could help in his Democratic primary matchup against Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer. Spitzer insists his run for comptroller has nothing to do with the example of Anthony Weiner, another politician who's come back from a sex scandal to run a strong citywide campaign, in that case for mayor of New York. But the two men could easily find themselves on the same ballot this fall. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.